USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Pessimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling talks going on at the staff level.
High school pay with Park Art. It doesn't seem to be that that they want it.
Just seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not. They're not talking many things serious.
McCarthy says he thinks there needs to be a debt ceiling deal by this weekend in order to have time to get it through Congress. The Treasury Department says the USA could default on some debts as soon as the 1st of June, unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. Congressional leaders are scheduled to meet again with President Biden tomorrow at the White House. The number of people trying to cross the southern border since the expiration of Title 42 continues to drop, according to the Border Patrol. NBC's George Solis in El Paso says one big reason is uncertainty.
Many of them are now trying to understand the new rules for entry because many of them fear that if they are now caught entering the country illegally, they may not be able to seek asylum for the next 5 years. So this is a heavy decision that weighs on a lot of these families.
Homeland Security officials say it's too soon to tell if the expected surge has peaked. Ukrainian President Zelensky's European tour continues today in the UK. He met with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Today we spoke about the jets, very important topic for us.
No jets from Britain yet, but it will send hundreds of long-range missiles and armed drones to Ukraine. Looks like a runoff to decide the next president of Turkey. Longtime incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan failed to win more than 50% in weekend voting. Vice Media, one of the first successful news organizations born of the Internet, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Some of Vice creditors have made a conditional offer. A new company called Telly wants to give you a new 55-inch TV. One thing is, the show you're watching will share the screen with ads, continual ads. The head of Telly says there's already a wait list for its half a million TVs to give away. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Chicago now has a new mayor. Brandon Johnson's been sworn in as the city's 57th mayor, succeeding Lori Lightfoot. She lost her re-election bid. Johnson's a former teacher and teachers union official. He was also a Cook County commissioner before winning the mayor's race. A small county in northeastern Tennessee is defending its decision to use money from companies paying opioid court settlements on things not related to fighting the war on drugs. Greene County, Tennessee, has instead paid down county debt and funded some capital projects. The mayor says Greene County's borne the cost of the opioid epidemic for years and says they need to start paying a lot of overdue bills. President Biden speaking up about new restrictions on guns that he would like to see happen.
If you're under 21, the president wants to make it tougher to buy a gun. This, he feels, will help to slow the pace of mass shootings. Biden wrote in an op-ed in USA Today that he'll call for states to enact laws that give the federal background check system access to all records that could prohibit someone under 21 from purchasing a firearm. I'm Skip Kelly.
The godfather of poker has died. Doyle Brunson's long legendary career at the table included 10 World Series of Poker championships. Rarely seen without his cowboy hat, Brunson had become a face and voice of poker as tournaments became popular TV content. His book, Super System, is still used by people learning basic poker strategy. Doyle Brunson died yesterday in Las Vegas at age 89. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.